J.F. Branko, the artist, the cover art of Clintonism's 2.0, Hillary-ist. I got to tell you what you came up with, I love here. How long you been doing the cartoonist thing? How many years you got under your belt?
I started about 4 years ago, right around the time that the Tea Party started evolving.
Right.
And I, like a lot of people, I started getting frustrated with what was going on out there, and I just, that was my way of venting.
Right.
You know, so about 4 years ago, I started drawing the cartoons. I've always been into art, graphics, that type of thing. I had my own graphic art business for a while.
Yeah.
So it just kind of evolved from there.
Now, I see, you know, whenever we correspond or we're discussing the book and this and that, links to several different sites beneath your name. You have conservativedailynews.com, Liberty Alliance, Legal Insurrection, Net Right Data. Now, are these sites you contribute to on a regular basis? Is that the deal there?
Yeah, absolutely. They hire me to draw a cartoon for them and post them there. Has their logo on it. Basically, that's exactly what it is. I'm kind of hired out by those individuals, those sites, to draw cartoons for them.
Yeah. Have you gotten in any hot water as far as any of your cartoons are concerned? Because I know I've done some stories in the past year or two, particularly, you know, when it comes to Muslim extremists or things of that nature. I mean, cartoons can still, it's a powerful tool, powerful commentary, a venue. Have you gotten in any hot water for any?
Oh, well, I guess you could say I have. Huffington Post did a pretty scathing review on one of my cartoons a few months ago, and it brought on a lot of hate mail, and which I enjoyed. I enjoyed very much. Very creative out there, people.
Why would you do? I mean, we're at an interesting place in the world where it's like. Yeah, I got a lot of people ticked off. It was awesome. Why are we there?
I don't know. There's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well enjoy it.
Huh? Yeah, no, it's true enough. Well, and it is the nature of the beast. I'm looking at one of your more amusing cartoons of the few I've said seen actually, and it's Obama, you know, firing up a document with his lighter and telling Boehner, "Sue me." So now, was that the one? Can you describe the one that did get you some coverage in HuffPo, which isn't bad?
Well, I was just drawing. I drew a cartoon based on kind of spoofing one of Obama, one of his commercials on free health care. The one, I don't know if you've seen it, the one with the birth control pills where the gal is celebrating the fact that now that she has birth control pills, she can get this guy between the sheets. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I did a spoof on that.
No, I didn't see that one.
It's if you go to Comically Incorrect, I've got it up on the blog section down below.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to it right now. And that, of course, with the Hobby Lobby, with the news that's come out here. Oh, yeah, I do see it right there. Huffington Post attacks Branko cartoon. Oh, and it goes back a ways, too. So it's interesting because the story did come back around.
Yeah.
You know what I got?
Well, I'd drawn the cartoon, you know, I think a couple of months before they actually decided to attack it. So it must have been a slow news day for them.
Hashtag got herpes. Hashtag got child support. Hashtag got pregnant. Hashtag got broken condom. How did we find each other? Branko, you're perfect.
No,
you're perfect for the cover of Clintonism's 2.0, Hillary-ist. Now, should I spill the beans and tell people I kind of came up with the idea, and I don't know how you felt about it. It was the publisher himself who said, you know, what if she's just huge and stomping and just destroying Washington, and I had just seen the new Godzilla. I said, throw a tail on there and have Biden getting stomped on and yelling Godzilla.